You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Faith Saley, sitting in for Ophira Eisenberg. I'm here with Jonathan Colton and puzzle guru Art Chung. And please welcome, from the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret, David Cross.
Hi, everybody.
David Cross, the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret, is starting its third season.
Except now it's just called Todd Margaret. There's a reason for that.
Oh, okay. What is the reason?
It's initially completely different.
Initially completely different.
Really?
You're going to be cryptic?
I have to be. It's a crazy thing. It's a very trippy, puzzly.
Well,
meta.
Sure. Because in the show, a little background. Your character moves to London to work for an energy drink company called Thunder Muscle.
Yeah.
And by the end of the second season, where we left off, you've set off a nuclear explosion that blows up the world.
Yes.
Right. So, at the time, were you thinking there's no season three?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
That was the. I was very vocal about it, and I would have some attitude when people would be like, hey, is there going to be a third season? And after answering that question 500 times, I'd be like, how? How could there be a third season? The whole world blows up. And then, you know, it did okay when it came out, nothing major. But then a couple years later, when it got on Netflix, it just, you know, mushroomed. And now there's a whole big fan base for it. And because of that, IFC came back to me last year and said, so what do you think? And I said, no, I don't know what that is. That makes no sense to me. How could it work? But I said out of you know, professional common courtesy, I will approach the other writers. I'll ask them if they have any ideas. And, you know, I was like, I don't want to do a prequel or, you know, post-apocalyptic thing. That's silly. And I sent an email out, and then roughly an hour later, one of the writers, this guy Mark Chappell, who's a great writer, came up with the most brilliant idea. So good. And I was like,
you can't share it with us?
No, I can't. No. Trust me, way more than the first two. This really pays off. But hopefully you won't be ahead of it. I'm sure there'll be a lot of theories as to what's really going on, what the deal is. But I don't think you'll really know what the real thing is.
I believe you.
I'm so sorry to be cryptic. I have no... There's no... I just can't... there's no way to... I can't give anything away because it wouldn't be as fun, you know? And I will say, the more familiar you are with the first two series, the more you will enjoy the third series because there's all kinds of twists and weird things. That's all.
We'll take it. This seems to be a pattern with you. These shows you've been on get canceled only to come back. No, to come back years later.
That's
like,
true.
Like Todd Margaret and Mr. Show and in Arrested Development.
Not appreciated in my time.
And yes, you're ahead of your time.
So what I'm going to do, it's a good point. I'm going to have myself killed, but in a way that I can be cryologically, right?
Cryopreserved?
What is it? Cryogenically, thank you.
Yeah.
There's a certain cryologic to what I said, though. cryogenically preserved. And then I'm just going to wait like 5 or 6 years, unfreeze myself.
And collect all your Emmys.
Hey, man, you're awesome. Yeah.
Most people know you as Tobias Funke.
Sure.
On Arrested Development. Now, how much input did you have in creating the character?
In the very beginning, I was able to shape the character. It was not intended to be a regular role. It was just going to be reoccurring. And they actually sent me the script to look at Job and Buster. And I did not have a handle on Job at all. I didn't get, you know, and you see Will Arnett, and you're like, oh, of course, perfect. That's exactly what it should be. But I didn't have a handle on it. But I read the script, and I loved it. But the character that I knew immediately, I got it, was Tobias. And I kind of pitched him as a cross between an Upper East Side erudite Dick Cavett kind of guy, the guy who goes and sees like a Wim Wenders film and he's in front of you and just at some weird place goes, like that, you know, that kind of guy. and a cross between that guy and then like a Marin County turtleneck wearing touchy feely, you know, spiritual guy. So I was like, I pitched him as that. And then one thing I was really adamant about, and this was a big argument that we had with Fox, was that he would have a mustache. I was like, these guys always have mustaches. I want to have a mustache. And then there was Fox said no, and there was this whole this crazy... It's a whole other story, but yeah. I had a fight to get the mustache for Tobias.
Were you actually in a room with an executive fighting
for
a mustache?
No, I was on set. It was the pilot. I was on set. I was in hair and makeup. It was like 6 a.m., and I was super cranky. I hadn't gotten a whole lot of sleep. But when this executive came up to me from Fox, they were like, so Gail, the president of Fox, has three comedy rules, and one of them is that no mustaches on men. I'm like, what does that fucking mean? I was so, that makes no sense. What does that mean? Explain, why? It's just arbitrary. What are you talking about? And we had to go back and forth and back and forth, and they had to wake somebody up, and like, phone, I swear to God, it was 6 a.m. And then they came back, I'm not joking, they came back with, okay, you can have the mustache, but it can't be bushy. Fine. Great. You win. All right.
So I would hate to hear her other two rules of comedy.
Oh, I remember them. I remember them distinctly. No puffy sleeves. No, like, pirate shirt puffy sleeves. Yes. And no, I can't remember if it was baseball caps or hats. It was either hats or baseball caps. This is a comedy rule.
Wow.
The president of Fox.
David Cross, are you ready for your Ask Me Another challenge?
I've been ready for like an hour now.
Let's give it up for David Cross. Now, David.
Yes.
You have brought your very own opponent.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Can you please introduce her?
Okay. This next young lady coming to the stage, you might know her from Grease 2. It's my wife. It's Amber Tamblyn, ladies and gentlemen, in Radioland.
It is Amber Tamblyn. You may know her from Grease 2. I don't think you were born then.
I was not, no.
Two and a Half Men, Joan of Arcadia, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and you're also a poet, Amber.
True.
So, David and Amber, your appearance here has made us think a lot about poor decisions. So we gave our audience a list of some poor decisions, and we asked them to tell us which ones were the poorest. So all you have to do is ring in and tell us how they voted. And if you ring in and you get it wrong, the point automatically goes to your opponent.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh. Good to know.
Honey.
So good to know.
Think carefully. Here we go. Which did our audience say is the worst decision? Drunk texting your ex or drunk texting your parent?
Ooh.
Amber?
Parent.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. 64% said ex.
I was gonna say ex.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, sure you were. I have drunk texted my mom, and that has resulted in pain.
Didn't go
so
well.
Nobody should do it, because then you say things that the next morning she's arranged an MRI for you, and you're like, what did I do? She's like, called David's mom and texted all of her hippie friends.
I drunk texted your mom, too. It's not the wisest choice.
Was it you up? Did you say you up?
We'll talk about that later.
Moving on. Which tattoo did our audience say is more regrettable? A tattoo that says YOLO or a tattoo of Zach from Saved by the Bell? David.
I'm going to say it's what I believe, which is because you could claim some sort of irony with Zach. I'm going to say YOLO. There's no way that's not ironic.
You guessed right, my friend. 63% yeah. of the audience says a tattoo that says YOLO is muy
regrettable. Because you can always go, oh, yeah, I thought it was funny, you know. But YOLO, you can't.
It would be exhausting to spend the rest of your life claiming irony for your Zach tattoo, though.
Yeah.
Dear Lord. All right, which of these wedding faux pas did our audience say is worse? Proposing at your friend's wedding reception or revealing the bride is pregnant during your wedding toast? David.
Revealing the bride is pregnant.
You're absolutely right. 62%.
Really, you think?
Yeah, that's
terrible. That's a thing now. I've been to several weddings.
I think
that
is a thing. Unless you've experienced that, maybe it would just sound bad.
I mean, think that's terrible, though. That's
why?
News that of all the things in one's life that you want to have control over, you know, saying it or revealing it, I think the fact that you're pregnant is right up there, you know?
Proposing is pretty bad, too, though. I mean,
it's awkward and bad, but it's awkward, but and it takes away from the other people's special night. But I
would like to challenge the audience.
Okay, Amber and David, which of these is worse? Eating all you can eat at a buffet or drinking 6 5-hour energy drinks in 1 24-hour period?
I don't think either of them are
that
bad.
I know, is this a trick question? I don't think either one.
I mean, if you
go... Those sound great.
Wait, you're saying it's bad to eat till you're...
Yeah, like...
Eat all you can eat, I think,
you eat everything in the all you can eat?
Or just all you can eat? You said eat till you're not hungry anymore.
Eating all you can eat, yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the thing. Why is that a bad deal?
Amber, what's your
energy drinks?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's that big a deal.
87% of our audience thought it was worse to drink 6 5-hour energy drinks. Let's do the math. That's like 30 hours worth of drinks in 1 24-hour period. Even the 5-hour energy company suggests that you not drink more than two a day.
That's death. That's just death.
Yeah, that's poisoning yourself.
Yeah.
It's not just eating a lot of food. I guess you're right. Archung, how did our contestants do?
I know how we did, okay?
Well, congratulations, David. You won that round.
She's a firecracker.
Yeah.
David, was that too easy for you?
No, I had to think about it.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Do you want something harder?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. This is highly unorthodox, but audience, should we give David another chance? Okay, David, we are going to bring you back later in the show. Let's have a big hand for Amber Tamblyn and David Cross.